Recording.
Okay.
Lol, can you record it or I need a permission to record it?
Somebody muted me. Yes, I'm recording.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
I can make you host, Conkers, if you want.
Can you?
Yes. I can make you host. Okay, now you're host.
So then I should be able to record it, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm recording it anyway, so it's running now. But now you're host.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you logged in?
Log? I'm logged in, yes.
Yep.
Real quick, has anyone not yet requested the access to the user documentation that would like it?
I've requested it, but I haven't gotten anything.
Okay.
Has anyone not?
I sent the link to everybody.
Yeah, right. let me actually make a PDF really quick.
Don't worry about it. They all have access to the Google Doc.
No, we don't, Pankaj. It's not. It's not. You need to set the permissions correctly.
Yeah, it looks like right now it's filtering out by our organization. Let me see if I can quickly just share a file.
Or just make it public.
I'm going to print this off. Would have been nice to have this ahead of time, actually.
Okay. I sent a PDF to everyone, and I'll try to get the permissions resolved with Drive.
I think Jacob sent something in the PDF.
Yes.
And Jacob, by default, everybody becomes, when they register, they become a curator, right? No, not contributor. Contributor.
Yep, that's correct.
So Austin or Law, let me know when everybody's logged in.
Are you guys logged in?
Yep, I think everyone's logged in our room.
Everybody is?
Yep.
I know okay. I am. No, we're in? Yes, we're all in. Did you get
and,
documentation? Yes.
And here's an example on the front side. I think we are going to be doing a little bit more editing about the project.
Mm-hmm.
But you may be able to search, let's say, a gene for, everybody can call it as BBX1, our favorite example.
You right. Want us to search for that now?
You can search, that's, I'm going to show how it works kind of things.
Okay.
So you can add it to on the search page on the top, or if you don't want to, the option over here is, if you scroll down on the page, you will see a taxonomy browser, and you can click anywhere on the colored stripe, not on the text, colored a stripe, and then you would be able to open or close the tree that you're looking at, okay? If you see zero, that means there are no genes associated with that. But if you see any number, then there are genes associated with that clade that you're looking at, okay?
I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying.
Can you hear
me? Can you hear Sushma?
So before you go into this exercise, can you just summarize in two sentences what is in this site? Are we working with genes? Are we working with families? What type of data is here? And what are you trying to show?
Right.
So just kind of give a big summary so we know mentally that where we are going.
Okay. So this database right now is carrying only the genes from Arabidopsis, rice, and maize. But as we grow, we will try to pull in all the reference gene set into this portal. And idea is also to collect all the ontology-based annotations and gene nomenclature, description, and associated publications in this portal altogether. And then this is the one which would feed into the Plantiome's annotation database. Ontologies are managed separately, but annotations are first fed into this, either in bulk or imported or edited by the community. And then once those things are ready, then it will be routinely moved over to the Plantiome. But this will also serve as a nomenclature portal for feeding into Grameen or MazeDB or wherever we want to do it. This is how it is being designed at this point of time. So users, just a second. Yeah, go ahead.
So basically, this is a kind of a tool that will allow community to contribute and towards the gene annotation?
Yes.
Okay, so it will have the information related to genes functional annotation. It will have information for the published publications?
Yes.
Okay, so... And then there will be an automated pipeline that will feed, as I understand.
Yeah, if we want to build, we are building the bulk import data sets, so that will also be available.
Okay, so my second question is that because for the three species that you have here, Arabidopsis, rice, and maize, we do have already substantial geo mappings and gene annotation mapped to most of the genes. So is that data already existing here, and then we will build on top of that?
We are collecting all the information from all the public resources to assemble in one place for every species.
Yeah. What does it have at some points? Right now, we just have the gene ID and they are blank, or?
No. Hold on. Okay. Let me show you guys what it does, okay? So, for example, so what I was trying to show you is that there are multiple ways of coming into the system. You can, if you know your gene or gene of interest, you can come through the search interface, right? Mm-hmm. Search text box. Or either on the top, the banner stays the same on all the pages. Over here, the search box that you're seeing in the orange would change as we moved into the more detailed gene pages, okay? People who are not familiar about the content, where it is, they have an option to come through the taxonomy tree and go and select all those things. On the right-hand side, this is just a way of saying that what were the 10 most recently annotated genes that are present in this system, just to highlight some new things that are happening. So, but before I go further down, this I'm just going to tell you that this is not set in stone. This is a working demo that we have thought that this will work in some ways, but we are also looking for feedback from you all on how to improve and things like that. There are some minimal functionalities that are right now available, but we can add and build on the additional functionalities that we are looking. But considering that this is our project, we have more say into how we want to build the system, okay? So Jacob and Bharat and Sanmita, who are working with us, they're developing this system. So it's using a Drupal system for that purpose, okay? For example, if I search for BBX1 on the top, I should be able to search. And you guys can search too, BBX1, for example. Right? And it sends me a result wherever the BBX1 was present. Fortunately, the exact match is showing up on the top. You have under the in your results, you have an option to search the various. Limit the search results by gene type or by species that you're looking at that we have. If I say exact match, for example, and only in protein coding, and Arabidopsis thaliana. I say search BBX1, it should technically, I hope so. You get only one, okay? So on the front page, it will tell you a gene name, gene symbol, species, any synonyms, some chromosome position, what kind of gene is that, and a gene ID so that people are immediately able to recognize that, yes, this is the gene that I'm going to be working in. And then you click on BBX1 link. It's coming up. Then we reach on the detail page, which tells me more details about this thing. Gene symbol, name, gene ID, it's a protein coding type, species, what are the synonyms, location, as you saw it in the summary table and the results. There is another summary, which will be a curated summary. And then there is a description about that gene. Anybody, and I'll show you how to edit it. You have to choose, it provides you anything, any information about phenotype, where did this gene came from, and then the set of publications. You may be able to add or remove on that side. Further down is a summary of all the ontology annotations, like what kind of Go biological processes is this gene associated with. All right. This is a summary of all the Go all the ontology annotations, but if somebody wants to see details of these annotations, they can see it in this tabulated format in much more details.
And Pankaj, where is that coming from, the annotations? They're coming from
Go? The first round of annotations were imported from the existing Plantium database.
Because you're using the old EO, yeah. So that link doesn't... Yeah.
Yeah, we will change those things.
Yeah, they were loaded quite a while ago from the GAF files directly.
And I also do want to point out some of the data you'll see here is just dummy content testing data that we've added. So specifically, this EO, I'm not even sure is an actual ontology term.
Yeah, it is, but as we build on, we will just replenish all the new data and come up with a clean copy. Okay. And then users are allowed to post, the registered users only, they're allowed to post comments. If they don't want to edit, they can add. Okay. So now if you think that there is something missing and which is not updated here, and you want to add information on this thing. So once, if you're logged in, as I can log in, let's say as a contributor, logging in, hopefully it works. And then I go back to my, hopefully it works now. BBX gene, refresh that. Am I logged in or not? It's coming in.
Looks like.
Once you're logged in, you will see on the top, there is a black bar, navigation bar. This is a bar for a registered user who's logged in. It shows up only after you're registered in, okay? I'll show one by one the information. So if you're not satisfied with the information present here, you can click edit gene, okay? And you can write a description saying something about, I know about BBX1, this is something, okay? And then you're not allowed to edit, a contributor level person is not allowed to change the gene symbol, not allowed to change gene name. They can only add a gene synonym. So I'll just add a synonym one, for example, okay? You can remove it, but you cannot mark anything else, whatever is present. You can only add. A contributor cannot edit gene ID. No position changes he cannot do. They are allowed to add a phenotype information. Say, let's say flowering time and circadian rhythm, okay? We will extend it to bring ontologies on this side. Then species is immutable. Gene type, you cannot change. Source, you cannot change, right? You can add a publication. So if I say add another publication, let's say go back, remove. If I should be, they cannot delete an existing publication. They can only add. So either select a publication from the, which is already present in the database. So I'm just doing a depth. We already have one. Is this the one? Which, if there is one, it will already select it. It will show up, okay? I will show it to you. And if you say, what is this? Add another publication. Then you say add and add a biblio. And for example, I will take a PubMed ID. Just say go to PubMed.com. And I'll just say Rice BBX1, for example. I'll just take this one as a PubMed ID. And I can say PubMed lookup, give a PubMed ID, and populate using PubMed. It automatically pulls in, and I can save. And it shows up, okay? Once it shows up, it gets added to the database for that purpose. And then I can say, this is a must. You have to tell what you actually revised on this thing. So I can say added pub and synonym and description. And you have an option, if you continue working on it, you can save it as a draft, which the next level of administration would not see it. But if I say I'm done with it and I need to review, or somebody needs to review, I'm submitting it for review, I can just say save. Okay?
It's cool.
So if you see the URL, it says draft. So you are able to see all your edits. So let's say I added the synonym one. I added some description. This is the draft version. And I added a publication here. You're going to work on improving this look and look alike. Look should look better. Okay, the publication was added on that side, okay? Right? And I can add a comment saying, this is a test set, and I can save a comment too. Okay? So my comment was added right away, and Sushma added something on that side too. So if I'm on my curator, I'm also a curator or an admin. So I immediately see that something showed up on my moderation history. I've been allowed. As an admin, I'm allowed to have access to all of them, but for curators, we can assign which species they are allowed to check it. So I can, if I'm not, I can view the moderation history, I believe. Is that right? So this is the current version that is showing up, right? Is that right, Jacob? And this is the unpublished one, right?
Other way around.
Is this right?
This looks like
Jacob has to tell me how to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been speaking and I've been muted. I apologize. Yes. So the revision highlighted in green is the current published revision that non-logged in users will see.
Yeah.
The one in red is the revision that you just submitted to need review.
And how do we see the differences between them?
We are
compare revisions, right?
Right.
If I say compare revisions, this versus this one, right?
You can compare the published revision to the one you have that says added pub and synonym.
And compare. And it will tell you this is my new one on the left-hand side, and the right hand side is my original. I can see where the differences are. Okay. And if I am satisfied, I can go back to my workbench and I can say published. But if I'm not satisfied, I can change it to change to draft and it returns back to whoever contributed that they have to fix this thing. Okay. But if I change to published and it does happen, it's published already and I can you guys see it here? Go back to the original gene, BBX1, for example, I say BBX1. Everybody should see, now do you see all the changes that I did just now? So this is now public, right? I added this synonym. I added this text description that I had accepted and all the publications and everything got it intact, and our comments also got added, made it to the public thing, okay? So far, so good.
Yeah, it looks great.
And then I'm on my, so do you guys want to give it a shot? I sent you a list of, if you have your own genes, take a look at it, search, and try to add something as a contributor. Or I sent you a list in the email, and I gave the names of the people who should be adding. So I gave you the gene ID. You can search for that and add synonyms. Since as a contributor, you're not allowed to edit the gene symbol and gene name, but you can always add them as synonyms. So go ahead and try that and do some, add some description, something for that, okay?
Okay, on it.
So here's on my screen, I'm actually showing you who's working, who should be working on this as well. Just give it a shot and don't worry about things are working or not working. We will take a look at the feedback, and if you find difficulty, speak up and open up the things. If you want a publication on this thing, there is a PubMed on OPR7. If you search the rice and 12 or whatever it is, you would see some publication on the thing. So, or go to PubMed and search for OSPR7 and you would see two publications. So you should be able to add these publications. Just give it a shot, test it.
Pankaj, what species are the test genes for?
They are all rice.
Okay.
You must have received my email, right? So those are all Oryza sativa japonica. Okay, guys. So select the species japonica. But those genes are already in the system. So everybody first try the edit gene, and then we will go through the add annotation. I'm stepping out for a minute. Okay. No, but they heard you.
Okay.
Was that coming through my mic?
So if you can hear me, so this question came out to be is that about the availability of these UniProt accessions and everything in the description, and they are not very informative. Plus, there are no cross-references to the genes and the gene IDs from UniProt back into our system. So I agree with that question, but just for letting you know that I will be in UniProt and talking to SwissProt in Geneva when I'm there in 2 weeks' time. How to fix those things, but right now just focus on whatever is the human readable description you can add to this gene. Don't worry about the UniProt right now. There are a lot of things that needs to be fixed on the UniProt side. How they have done it for the human genomes is that every gene gets one UniProt accession, and then if there are isoforms, then they add 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4 in addition to the original UniProt accession. So there is no new UniProt ID for the new isoforms, but they add 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 in their site. That's how they've done it for humans. They have not done it for plants, but I will be talking to them about it. But for now, just focus on how a human readable description would look like. That should be the focus of this exercise, okay? So everybody go ahead and do that and make sure you add some comments too on your favorite genes. Thank you. All right. I see that. Has anybody submitted anything so far?
I'm about to. I was wondering, is it all right to go ahead and mess with the publications as well?
Yes, go ahead. Mess up. Remember, your version would not go into public until a reviewer has approved or curator has approved it.
Yeah.
You're seeing only your draft versions.
So I added some synonyms and a pub to my first assigned gene. Okay. You should see that in your history.
Did you submit the revision for revision?
Can you guys repeat what you were just saying? I kind of missed that. Sorry, there's discussion going on in the room here. Again.
So go ahead and mess up with the system. Try to mess up with the system. Delete a publication or add new synonyms or anything like that. That is all acceptable. And what I'm trying to say is that whatever you submit for revision, the curator, unless the curator, which is the next level of editor in the series, unless the curator approves, those edits would not go public. Whatever you are able to see on your screen after submission, you're seeing only a draft version, and that is for you only. The public is not seeing it. It's for you only.
Is that true for both edit gene and add annotation?
Yes. Throughout. Unless they get approved for publication, they will not go into the public domain.
Okay.
We might see some hiccups, but that's how the system is. We are trying to design it.
So, a hiccup? Wow, is someone else's mic on? Okay. So I saved it as a draft.
Nor you got major feedback.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I saved as a draft, and now I don't see the draft at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
And so then I tried to go to my workbench and see if it would show up there as a state draft, but there isn't anything there. And pretty much went all the way in the bottom. And saved it.
Hi, I'd like to just chime in real quick while everyone's working. If you do run into an issue or something seems off or not intuitive, please just make a note of it somewhere. And then we'll aggregate all of those later and take them into account as we create the next iteration of the site.
And how do we see our drafts?
I'm sorry?
How do we see the drafts?
So you should be able to click on My Workbench up in the top module, the top menu bar.
It's not showing anything there, though.
Okay.
And that was my input. Like, I don't see it anymore.
Okay, well, let's just give me 1 second to see if they can answer this. So how do we see our drafts?
Here is a problem. Jacob... Mm-hmm. I told you this, that the draft disappears from my workbench
mm-hmm.
for the curator, and that is a problem. But guys, if you go back to your gene, and you should be able to see your edits there, I believe.
Right.
Are you able to see that?
Yeah, and it says moderation status draft.
Yeah, go again, once again, click on the edit gene
right.
for the moment. Can you still see your edits there? Yeah, so I think what we are going to be doing is making sure that your draft version shows up in your workbench. It should happen.
That would be very helpful.
Right. But if you for now, if you go ahead and I think if you're on the editing interface, can you submit it from the bottom?
Submit for review.
Submit for review.
Okay. So we just select needs review and then save it, right?
Yep.
And now it should show up. Okay.
Are you working on OPR 5?
OPR 4.
Okay, somebody was working on OPR 5.
That was me.
Okay, so after you submit, you should say, so I see the news has come in. One thing, Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
This was revised by Noor, right?
Yes.
So it should show who revised it rather than admin.
Okay.
So that a curator knows who revised it.
I see. Yep. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Is the email working for everyone?
So what did you do in the version? I can see that. Just a second. View moderation history, compare revision, compare. Maybe there should be a link for those databases, maybe not in the description, but as, what is it? What did you add, Noor?
Yes.
What did you add to this thing? So you added.
It looks like she changed the description.
Huh?
It looks like there's a change in the description.
This one?
Yep.
Okay. And if I click on it, then how do I see that over here?
I believe that right now that's taking you to the
actual
content. Yeah, so can you click on view moderation history again?
Yeah.
And then for the current revision, the red one, there should be view. Yep, try clicking on that.
Okay. Then I can see what Noor did.
Yep.
Noor added this, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, I did.
You did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's what I added. That's what I did too. I think that's the same for everybody.
Yeah, there is no submit.
But if you click over here,
Okay.
Okay. I'm in Punkage.
Actually,
if you like this edit, you can actually change it right up here in the top.
Yeah, so just a second. If I don't like this recommendation, mm-hmm. I can change it to draft, and then Noor, it will go back to you, okay?
Right. And that's only, that's like, we don't have that capability, right? That's
no, wait a second.
The curators.
Wait a second.
For the administrators.
Wait a second. I can say, I will just say, remove this text from your description, I guess, right? No, I won't. Let's say if you are still interested in editing, I'll just say save. Mm-hmm. And see.
This is hard to follow this with all this talk on.
It should disappear from my. It will disappear from my workbench. what was that? OPR5, right? Mm-hmm. Noor, which one did you edit? OPR5?
Yes, OPR5. That's the one I edited.
I changed it back to draft. And if you open it, it should show up for you. It will go back to your bucket.
All right, I'll check it out.
Okay, and who did OPR4?
That was me, Laurel.
Okay, I need to see your moderation history, what you did. We will make sure that, so this is the version that is revised, right?
Yeah, that's when it needs review, yeah.
And I can view. And you did something.
How do you tell what the new edition is?
What?
I mean, before you had a thing where you had like the differences?
Yep.
How do you see the
view? Okay. This you would not be able to see it once. What we are going to do is make you as a curator.
Right, right.
And then you would see this interface.
Right. This is like the curator interface.
This is a curator interface.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there's your compare revisions. Okay.
Yeah. You are selected. I'll go to the compare. And then this first one, which is a published version versus the one which you just submitted.
Right.
And I can click on the compare. And I will see you. This is what you did.
Right. I added a synonym and a public.
Exploit weed and things like that. Right. Okay. So view draft. This is your draft version that you submitted to me. You added a
new synonym. Yep. And the publication.
And a publication, right?
Right.
And I can say published and save.
Oh, good. And you can put a note in there. That's great.
And then actually, if you go back to your gene, you should see the public version.
Okay, I'm going to go check now.
So Pankaj, I no longer can see the draft for my gene. And I tried to go through my workbench to see what you pushed back towards me, and there's nothing there.
Really?
Yeah, and my changes have not been published, which is, I think, what you were trying to do.
Yeah.
Great.
Or were you trying to kick it back to me, and what does that mean?
So, Jacob, can you make a note of it that we need that workflow?
Yeah.
So I cannot see any of my drafts or needs review before Pankaj did anything under my workbench. And then when Pankaj tried to push it back to my workbench, nothing showed up.
Okay, and I'm sorry, pardon me, who's speaking right now?
Sorry, this is Noor.
Noor? Okay, cool. I just want to have a name to put to a voice. Noor, can you try editing another gene for me real quick?
Okay, I'll try that now.
Yeah, I'll send you one in the chat.
Is this the gene OPR5?
Yeah, that's the gene I was editing, Noor.
What did you edit in that? Tell me one more time.
I edited the description. I added some comments in the description. It was there. I saw it when you had it on Zoom, but
yeah.
I didn't see it on my end.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Wait a second. Let me go back to my workbench again. Review queue. We need to make sure that the revision things are
up. Looking in the chat.
Somebody has a chat.
Yes, this is for Noor.
All right.
I just want to test something real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, and who's working on OPR8?
Me,
Sushma.
Okay, good. So very first, second thing is whoever is Bharat or Jacob, can you make a note that the revised by needs to be changed?
Yes.
I'm trying to click on the
Zoom.
View moderation history, and this is by Sushma. I can see that. So I should be clicking on the red one or the blue one?
I'm sorry?
I'm comparing the revisions, right?
Yes.
And then the compare the revisions. Okay. She added change the description to this thing. Changes has phenotype 1. Yes. Some other description. Okay, so I can view the draft one.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the changes by Sushma. Okay. And I can say save, published. So Sushma, when you go back to OPR8, see if you are able to see your edits. Did you submit something to review queue? Who is next? So once I accept, those disappear. I think those disappear from my queue, right?
It should.
The reviewer. Yeah, they disappear from my queue because those are published. The ones which are submitted, they stay on the curator list. Who's OPR2?
OPR2.
You are OPR2.
Yeah.
Okay, view moderation history, compare revisions.
I'm trying to look.
Compare. Okay, you added these synonyms.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-geometry, description, things like that. Good. I can go to the draft and say publish. See if you're able to see your edits. Okay. Elsa, are you working on it too?
Making an edit?
Yeah.
No. What?
And I gave you a table. You have to edit.
Did you? I didn't see anything.
Oh, in the table. Didn't I say Elsa?
What table?
Oh. The one that came in the email, Justin? Do you want me to I'll post
it? Did I not see it? Hold on.
I said exercise. Email was exercise for testing gene editing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't scroll down far enough.
I'll put it in the chat.
No, you got it.
Can I ask a question?
Can I ask a question?
Oh, no.
Again. So what's
over? Yeah, it's just loading on the
If you have select publication from database, how do you do that? What happens?
I think it's, wait a second, it's an echo.
It's actually something to do.
Testing. Yeah, it's from just.
Speak again, Rob.
We were just talking about the selection where it says select publication from database.
Yeah.
How do I see those? Like, how do I know what's in the database?
So you just, that is not available right now. But if you know the publication, you can start typing and it will show up.
But you have to kind of know it ahead of time. Like, you can't go browse them?
Yeah, there is no browse right now, but it will. We will try to bring in a bibliography.
For example, in that case, because I was also not able to do so. So, Pankaj?
Yeah.
So, for example, if I don't have a capacity to browse the old existing publication, is it possible that when I populate the PubMed ID, it will automatically search back if it is not already in the system? Otherwise, there will be multiple duplications of the same reference.
Jacob, do you have an answer for that? I think we were trying to make sure that no duplicates are created.
I'm sorry.
What she's saying is that if she's entering the PubMed again, PubMed ID again, it will create. But is there a mechanism to cross check that if it already exists? Then
yes. If you try to add a publication or an existing PubMed ID, you receive a message that says that the publication already exists. And you should actually also be able to search for that existing publication by using the PubMed ID.
Let me see. Not this one.
Oops,
yeah. Let's see DBX one. Okay, added Gene. Where was it? If I'm in the publication?
Yes. So if you want to select a publication from database, you can either search by the title or by the PubMed ID.
So yeah.
If you
want to, yeah, I get that. So if you said, let's say if I, this was the one, everybody, this TCP4, I was trying to do it again. I type TCP4 and it shows up. Does it show up for the same PubMed ID too?
Yes, if you found the PubMed ID.
1415. Is that the PubMed ID? It's not showing up.
Is that the PubMed ID?
I think this is the one 601415 in the back.
That's not the PubMed ID. That is the ID within our system.
I'll copy this one and see what happens.
That one should work.
Who was that?
Sorry, that's my dog.
Yeah. So I took the PubMed ID from an existing publication that I just submitted, and I went back and pasted that one. And it shows up that this is already there. So yes, it is. Sushma is searching for an existing publication and it would not allow.
So I just did that as well, and I didn't get the notice that it was already in there. But is that by dependent on the gene though? I mean, like you could have the same publication on different genes, right?
No, but in the publication database, the publication would be added only once, technically.
Right, but technically you're like associating it with this gene now.
Yeah.
You would just add that publication to the other one.
What's using the PubMed ID?
When you say add a publication, the default is you're adding a publication to the database. But if that publication is already in the database, you just select it and it just says this gene is also included.
Okay.
That's the idea, is that you will eventually see that, but also annotated. Not currently, that's the type of things that that's because that's something you want to see. When you go to a gene also in this publication, because there's going to eventually be publication dates, like you're on a gene page now, there will eventually be publication dates where you see here's a publication, here are the things that this publication is saying.
Okay. Jacob, are you trying to do something on the chat or something?
Oh, what do you mean?
No, it was for Noor, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
So I just updated number OPR 9.
OPR 9.
Maybe you could see if that's in your... I just submitted it for review.
Yes, I can see that OPR 9 is showing up. OPR 3 is by... Elser, are you doing working on that? Who's OPR 3?
Who's doing OPR 3?
That was me.
Oh, that's Justin. Okay.
Yeah, 3, and somebody did RPT1B26S.
I did RPT2B.
Yep.
Am I logged in as AW admin?
You are an admin, probably.
No, I'm logged in as Elsa J. Okay.
Yeah, I think that was something that we noted down earlier, that the revised PI is displaying the incorrect user.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to just, for the moment, I'll just change it to published and you should be able to see things. And OPR9 is published.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So is that, so everybody did their second gene too?
Yeah.
I'm on the second gene now.
Yeah, if you can submit, then I will show you more information about, we go to the next level. So just a second, Sushma. Every time a gene has been submitted and it's in your box, then you would see that there will be an email coming in your box that somebody has submitted the gene BBX1 domain, for example. It will show up in the email coming in from the system or the curator. So Jacob, I did not see the emails coming in for the today's exercise that these guys submitted.
Okay.
I did not see those emails coming in.
That's interesting. Can you open up your email real quick?
I just got one.
Okay. Because I know for me personally, my Gmail sometimes doesn't always alert me that I've received a new message. And I've been receiving messages this whole time.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, I did not get for any of these OPR genes that were submitted.
Okay.
Yeah, I just saw them in my... I'll have to cross-check whether those are as part of my... I hope it's not being blocked by some filter or anything. Okay.
I have a question from this.
Yeah.
So if I go to advanced search, not the simple search,
yeah,
then you see the table, right?
Yeah.
And it is good that we can see rep IDs and LOC IDs and species, and we have also coordinates, chromosomal coordinates, and type of the gene, protein coding, and all that, right?
Right.
In this table, there is nothing that relates it to the UniProt ID.
No.
Which is actually good. So I actually feel that unless we know for sure with GPRs to which UniProt ID and which is the best annotation of UniProt, it is good to keep that away. But as perhaps you want to add later on a column where you can associate with the UniProt ID. So right now my thought is that because as a plant reactome curators, I and Parul, we go through this UniProt mess all the time and we select the best match for the UniProt to associate with our gene models in plant reactome. So perhaps we can pull that data from here, even if it is for the limited, but it will be the good information rather than pulling out all the junk that is in UniProt.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. Actually, that is available here. I believe if I go to edit gene, it's not in here, but once we make you guys curator, then there is an option to actually be able to add and confirm based on your analysis, you should be able to add a UniProt there. So what we are trying to put is that have additional cross references to other resources and other accessions and manage them separately. So it's a mapping thing. And that's what I think. Instead of clogging the upfront thing, we don't want doing that. If somebody wants, we should be able to give them, provide them the UniProt in some mechanism. So as we populate, it's a good idea. We should think about how we want to present the cross-refs as well.
So the other thing is that when we pull out the gene description from UniProt and we use their gene description assignment, it brings currently also in Grameen and also here as I see, a lot of UniProt mappings that are not correct.
Yeah.
So I think idea is to use only the gene name or any functional annotation that is associated with the any spatial domains that are present in the gene.
Yeah. This came in by default, but that's why the community and curator would have access to it, and this UniProt thing would actually move to the cross references, and the actual description is about the gene with the gene symbol. This UniProt thing is just It came in as a default, but it should disappear as the entries get curated.
We should also disappear
from the Grammy. Right. Huh?
We should also disappear from the Grammy.
The goal is to make it disappear from Grameen too, because then we will start feeding this information to Grameen.
Swish was on the Uniprot warpath the last couple of days.
I know. It is painful.
I know.
But at least good thing has happened is Ensemble this time actually imported about 4,000 approved gene symbols that the table that I just gave you for. Those gene symbols actually came from the RISE Gene Nomenclature Committee that I'm on. So about 3,000 or 4,000 genes have gene names and symbols.
Cool.
So those are part of Grameen now, and I think they are also part of Uniprot. All right, so is everybody done on their end? I know that Noor, you submitted something for BBX1 right now, right?
Yes, I've submitted for 3 genes.
Oh, let me see.
BBX1 and the 2 on the table in the email.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'll just say change to publish. Should we try? And so we did it only for the gene right now, right?
Right.
Yes.
Should we try, everybody, if you go to your favorite gene on this thing and say add annotation?
Okay. Goes to like a dead link.
Hey, something is bad.
Something is probably happening from testing. Let me quickly flush this cache.
That was the first thing I clicked on.
Sorry about that. Okay, go ahead and reload Pankaj. Or click on add annotation.
I should let me refresh first.
Yeah.
Oh, that's working now.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody go to your favorite gene and click on add annotation. So right now, this is 1 by 1, okay? But we want to change it. At some point, we'll be able to allow you to add multiple values. But right now, it's going one annotation at a time.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it pulls. You put in a term and it pulls down the...
So you are not allowed to edit the gene ID because that's how it is. This annotation is connected to that. Okay? Your species is already there. You just have to find an ontology type. Let's say... biological process, and if I start searching Jasmonic, is the API working? Yeah.
Yes.
So I will just say, let's say this is the gene, some OPR, it's involved in Jasmonic acid biosynthesis process. So it's automatically searching the Plantium database for the most updated ontology terms, okay? So if I search it, tells me it's a Jasmonic acid biosynthesis and what's the description of it. And then evidence code, let's say, based on mutant phenotype and assigned by Pankaj Jaiswal or whoever is logged in. And I can start with the publication. Let's say, what was my publication actually? This one, for example, if I search for this one. Search for the PubMed ID and it automatically searches for the existing one and it brings it in, okay? If you know the gene isoform, then you can add that or a qualifier. We'll tell you more information about that. But the basic thing is you're able to add an ontology term, selected an ontology type, what was the experiment, who assigned it, and a publication.
There it autofilled, okay.
Okay.
Where does that with or from source list come from?
With or from is that, let's say if this gene is regulated or by some other gene, then you should be able to add those. I think for a contributor, we might just disable that field. They don't need to put all that information.
Well, the source name is the source of the, it's all databases.
You don't have to, yeah. you don't have to fill those things. Don't worry about it.
That means like, where's the information that coming from that you're?
Yes. Yes. Adding,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's confusing because one of the columns in the, you know, the annotation file is with.
I'm making a note of it that from the contributor side it should go away.
What should go away, Pankaj?
Gene product form ID, qualifier with or from, and annotation extension and data source.
Those should all go away?
Well,
immutable. Make it immutable.
So I have a
name.
Cool question. This is Noor. What's a qualifier again?
It's usually just the word not. It's not used very often, but it's part of the GAF format.
If you click on the qualifier, it opens up this thing. It says you can have, let's say somebody say, one paper says that this gene has this, is involved in jasmonic acid. Another paper says this gene is not involved in jasmonic acid, right?
Yeah.
So you should be able to annotate the negative value as well. So you can put not here.
Oh.
Okay. So if you click on it, it says, for example, not or contributes to or
so isn't qualifier and with or from kind of the same thing?
No,
this is where the comes from.
I think this set is a little bit more confusing, but I think the primary reference we should focus on is getting the ontology annotations.
Yeah,
this is more extensive for the curators.
But it's more informative for the users to have that type of data.
Absolutely, but I think we might need to simplify what is the expectation from the user to put in that box. This is a very gene ontology centric layout. We need to do a little bit better work on describing what we are expecting. Right.
Yeah, the source list needs to be cleaned up. It looks like they're all just pulled from our extra file. Yeah, mm-hmm. That could be cleaned up a little. Like, you don't want to have like PO references in there.
Yep. And in the annotation section, probably you would be able to. Another problematic thing. So don't worry about it. And if you see under the data source. Since this data is annotated for the first time, so it belongs to Plantium database, and an object ID is already assigned, or annotation ID is already assigned. And instead of a draft, I can just say needs review and save.
I submitted an annotation if you want.
So I'm once submitted for review, it comes to us. Comes to the curator. We'll just say something.
Hey Jacob, this is Justin Priest. I have a question. I'm just seeking some more context.
Sorry, go ahead. Justin, I think you're muted.
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
So to speak, yeah. Okay, cool. I received an automated email after submitting an annotation that said that no note was attached.
Yes.
And asking me to resubmit or take care of that with further work. I was wondering what note that was referring to. Is it the comment box or some other field?
Yes, that should be the comment box.
Okay.
Did you add anything where it says, let me pull it up so I don't confuse anyone with
it. Yeah, I can check on this one, which one is yours. So I can see that Justin Priest submitted an annotation.
Mm-hmm.
And the moderation. You need to add a note here. What was it?
This interface here is for the curators.
Curator.
I believe if you scroll down, or I'm sorry, you won't be able to see this. This is commenting. if you were to edit this annotation or add a new annotation, at the very bottom, there's a box that says revision log message.
Oh, yeah, here's the one. At the bottom, you would say logging.
Mm-hmm.
You need to add it here.
So that default text does not count?
No. You have to add what you did. Can you, Jacob, can we move this to saying created by whoever it is, or just say you have to add a note or a comment here? We're making it mandatory because that way they can summarize what they have edited.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I was just trying to understand why I got the notification, because I assumed that the text that was present covered me for the requirement, but obviously it doesn't. So it allowed me to save it, but it's a validated field,
mm-hmm.
if I'm understanding correctly.
And this is the gene that you edited, the annotation?
Yes, I just added an annotation, went and pulled a paper.
This
and,
one?
And added circadian a go rhythm? Term. Yeah.
RPT1A.
Okay, now I will look into it because you're correct. It should, the field that was, the text already in the field should have counted.
Okay.
But
it is true that we do want to expand it more. So let me look into that a little bit.
I save it.
Cool. Or clear it out. Like if you wanted it to flag me and not let me save it, if that box is empty, because it does ask me right above that, please provide us a comment about your edits. So mm-hmm. if that's empty and or I'm unable to save until I put something in there, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Is that the RPT1A gene that you were?
Yeah.
You did it for Arabidopsis thaliana.
I did.
Okay, so this is the one annotation that Justin just submitted. And you will see that under the annotations he submitted, this is the annotation aspect of process, Go regulation, inferred by curator, and who assigned it, and the date. It shows up automatically once published.
Mm-hmm.
So if Justin Priest, whoever submitted that this thing, it will show up on the site. And you, your comments also came coming along with it.
Right. Cool. Thanks, Jacob.
Yep.
Okay. How is everybody doing so far?
So you might have mentioned this before, but I had something saved as a draft, and now I can't find it.
Yeah, that seems to be a recurring issue that we're looking into.
Okay, I thought I heard you mention it, but I couldn't remember if there was a fix or if I just missed something.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is disappearing. We have to fix that.
Yeah, we're looking for a fix right now.
You have something else?
So I'm collecting a few notes on my side that don't necessarily have to be brought up on this call, but what's the best way for me to submit those when we're done?
I think the best way might be to for all of you to email Pankaj,
okay,
or Austin, I suppose.
Yeah, because they can filter for context.
Yeah, and then they can send us an updated, like a filtered out list, and then we can push those changes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Okay, and some more annotations. Let's say...
So I need the RBOH, a new gene.
Just a second, a gene.
I submitted a new gene.
I'm looking at the reviews. Is this the one? Right? 541300.
Yeah.
I can see that. By Sushma and this thing, I can compare the results. Okay. Looking good. I can go to the view draft, and you added these synonyms, right?
Synonym, a publication, description.
Yeah. So I agree, and I save, and then you should be able to see it on your end.
Okay. Everybody, my compliments to your work. This is really fantastic. I'm afraid I have to hop off to work on a manuscript with somebody, but I'll keep testing and I'll submit my comments through Pankaj and Austin.
Cool. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you. Looks great.
So everybody trying the annotation? And Sushma, you should be able to see your edits.
I can see if I go and search and look into edit, but my box, my, you know, when I look into my workbench, it disappears.
Can you search for RBOHH?
I remember.
Jacob, the text is overflowing. Here.
It is.
It's not wrapping.
Can you send me the link to this this piece of content?
In Skype?
Yes, please. Or in the Zoom chat. Either is fine.
I am not even type. Yep. Should be coming to you.
I can see this gene and I can go to publication and all other things. They are fine.
They are looking fine. Good.
Good.
Good. Good. So once we have done, I will show you how the curator interface would look like. And then I would ask you to log in as a curator, create a login as a curator and then see what happens. Okay. So I'm logged in as a curator.
You gotta come over. Wait,
Sushma might say something.
Yeah. So
guys,
before we start making a curator account, is it possible that our current account can be assigned? Somebody at the upper management level can give us access directly as a curator using the same account.
Yes, we can. But we are deliberately trying it in this round. Just to make sure that so that you log in differently so that you can see the how two different levels the interface would change for you. Okay. Does that make sense, Sushma?
Log in again is like log out and then log in as curator.
And log in as a curator, that would be a new login. But once you are approved curator, then you can certainly have only one. I'm just this.
Right. It's just for demonstration.
Just for demo purposes, I wanted you to see how the two functionalities differ. Okay?
And we have to create a new account to do that?
Yeah, yeah. So hold on until I show it to you. Okay. So I'm on the curator account. And I want to click edit gene. This was the information that was provided by Sushma, and Jacob? I'm not able to do anything on this one. This? No, wait a second. I am an administrator and curator.
It's showing you as a contributor as well. I'm not sure why that would be happening.
When new draft of live content, I should be able. Okay,
let me make a quick change.
We can't create a separate login if we have to use a different email address.
Yes.
Oh.
Can you use your Cooper L at OregonState.edu?
Yes, I can do that.
Pankaj, should I reload my page?
No, before we start doing the curator one, just hold on. Hold on to that. Everybody, just stay with me. Jacob, what are you saying?
Can you reload that page you were trying to edit?
I'm still not able to edit the gene symbol and name.
Okay. Can you click on your username in the top right?
Yeah.
And what is it saying under?
Yeah. Administrator or contributor. It should be administrator or curator or whatever it is. Can you change?
Yes. So This is the Jaiswal P user, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, for everybody, let's say what you did was you edited an existing gene or added a new annotation. The way you did the annotation, it will also allow you to, I don't think we're allowing the edit an existing annotation. You can only add.
So what we have in place right now for if the user wanted to edit an existing annotation, if they click on that, it creates a copy of the annotation, but it's a new annotation.
Yeah. So if, for example, you don't find your gene of interest in this thing, in this database, and you still want to add it, as a contributor, you are allowed to add it. So if you go on the top left-hand side corner, you would see add content, and you can add a gene there. Okay? And it will create a new interface for you. Do you get it? You can accession thing would go away. Accession would become immutable. Users are not allowed. Contributors are not allowed because it is our purpose. It will change. So a gene symbol, for example, you can create something, test PJ or something. Gene name is test oncourage. Okay. Synonyms if you want to add. Okay, gene ID if you want to add, chromosome number, start and stop. We will make sure that there are certain fields are mandatory. And say has phenotype, say something like that. Read length is affected, species, oryza, and I get Japonica or something else. Do we get another one? Oryza sativa, Japonica group, gene type, protein coding. We will try to make sure that since this is a control thing, there is a drop down.
For gene type?
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay. And I think that the accession up top it is currently being showed, and I think that that's related to, at the very bottom, data source not being disabled.
Yeah, but data source is plenty of.
Right, and so we want to make it disabled so the users can't change from plenty of.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's, I think that they're related.
And in this way, they don't have to, and then comes down to ontology terms, if you happen to know of any, or if you want to, it's just a free text, I believe.
Right? Yes, and actually this shouldn't be, something is off with this form. This gene ontology terms should not be shown to the user.
Yeah.
We use it to aggregate all the ontology terms. Yep. It speeds up different parts of the site.
So you should disable that.
Yeah.
And then let's say if I go here and I want to add a publication, add new publication, add a biblio, PubMed lookup. So here are three options. You can do PubMed, you can do a DOI, or if you want a BibTeX record, then you can just paste it here. And if not, then if you don't have anything and you have to add your own publication, select publication type, journal article, and then it will automatically give you all the fields to fill in, okay?
Yeah.
So change publication type, I believe so. How do we go back? I'll just cancel this thing.
Yeah, we'll add in the back here.
Just go add biblio, we should fix that. Add PubMed, and then I will give the PubMed ID, populate, and okay, then just a second, and I can. And this is a must field that everybody has to provide. What are they editing, or what did they add? Okay, added a new gene for rice. the draft, it says needs review, and I can select. You were saying something else, sir?
Sorry, real quick, let me hop in there, Pankaj. Can you, for accession, can you just put test or something?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry.
Yeah, it gave me an error. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so once it's submitted, I'm able to see what I submitted. So a new gene was created. And on my curator workbench, it will show up in my review queue. It shows up that under my genes, this is the gene that was added, right? And I can say change to publish. And then it becomes, I think it should become published right at that amount of time. So it's, if I search for test dash PJ, it should show up.
Can you see the one that I have created?
Just a second. So yeah, my gene shows up in the list and it's there, okay? I'm checking Sushma's.
And if you do ever add a gene and it doesn't appear right away, just give it a couple minutes because the site might need to index it.
So Sushma, did you add a gene or an annotation?
I added a gene.
Did you submit it?
Yeah, I submitted it for review.
For review? It has not yet showing up.
While you're doing that, maybe Jacob, I could ask you a question. This is Laurel.
Sure. Go ahead, Laurel.
When I'm on the annotations, so I'm logged in as a curator and I'm adding an ontology annotation to this new theme I just created.
Uh-huh.
And I select PO Plant Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I put in a keyword, I get a lot of terms that are not plant anatomy terms. So that, you know, the second box, the ontology term box, should be mm-hmm. restricted to what you select in the previous box.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like I'm getting all like trait terms, and so I don't see the term I'm looking for here.
Okay. Let me make a note of that.
I think that would help people quite a bit. And I don't see a way to scroll through that list. No, it's only giving me like 10, and none of them are anatomy terms.
Okay, let me just quickly check the API we're using to see if that's... Actually, Justin, you're here, right?
Yeah.
So that we would be able to filter with the fields returned from that API call, correct?
I believe so.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like if I ignore it, then it worked. It pulled a PO term in, but I didn't select any of the ones that it suggested. That's interesting.
Yep. So right now, Justin, we're using an API. Justin, did you develop it?
No. No, this is the one that's built into the Amigo.
Okay. Yeah, so we're using this Amigo API, and we're just searching all the ontology terms. So we can add in a filter that will look for a specific PO or GO, depending on what they're using.
Sushma, when you are on the... Okay. Sushma, I'm not able to see what you submitted. Is there an error on your page? Can you go on the top, see if something is there?
No.
Let me come over.
I saved it and then after that I cannot look for my workbench or anything.
Okay, just a second. Let me come.
And this was a gene that you submitted?
Yeah. Name of the
I see star new star gene.
Well, that's mine that I just submitted.
Okay.
It's just a made up gene.
I'm not seeing any genes submitted by Sushma.
Yeah, I'm not able to see Sushma's gene, SN1.
It's very strange.
Yeah, that worked.
Are you working on that?
I just created a new gene, like added something to it. It's actually kind of helpful to have curator in your name because then you know which one you've logged in with. Otherwise, it would be confusing. Oh, and now when you log in as a curator, your drafts show up in your workbench. Yeah.
Do they?
Jacob?
Yes.
Can you add cacao or all species to my my curator role?
Yes.
That's why probably I'm not able to see.
Okay.
Because I'm not
assigned
the species. I may not see that.
Oh. So you can have different ones in charge of different species.
Yes.
That's cool. Jacob, is there a way to export information from the site?
There will be. We're developing it currently. It'll export GAF files.
Right. Okay. So that's going to be the output. But what about other things can we export?
Is there anything else that would be super helpful to export?
Yeah. I'd have to play around a bit, but I was thinking maybe other formats would be good.
Okay. Now I'm able to see Sushma's gene SN1-test, which she just submitted.
Okay.
And I publish it. So Sushma, can you search for your gene? Technically, if you click on your My Workbench, it should show up in your history. You can?
Okay.
I have one more question for you guys. Do you have the table for Paralogs? So are you going to use Compara or information from Grameen to pull out the homologs on the side table, orthologs?
Yeah, we are trying to find a mechanism, either Grameen or the one which we run locally here, the InParanoid.
So if you are thinking of this tool as a only gene annotation tool, and you are anyway going to feed it back to Grameen or other places, maybe that is not required.
No. What we are trying to say is that, let's say if you curated OPR1 gene,
yeah,
and if there is a maize homolog, our purpose is that you can quickly go to the maize one and curate that one too. Our purpose is not to feed back to... Our purpose is mainly on annotation and data collection rather than on giving the homology information.
This is what I am saying, that maybe it's about how much resources and how much time and people you put on some tools. So if you are trying to make this as a gene annotation tool and improve gene annotation, so maybe it can be, you know, just that platform, and then whatever we curate goes into the bigger database, either in Plantium or Grameen or something.
Mm-hmm.
So curators don't have to always do that. People can just go to the species and they do curation and they add it.
Yep.
So, okay. So I don't know, I'm just thinking, you know, it is good to have everything everywhere, but sometimes you don't want to have everything everywhere.
Yeah, we may be able to review it. Our purpose is just to quickly tell them if you want to edit the gene from maize, you can go on, take a look at it, the current annotation, or edit that gene. Our goal is on annotation. Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So
added my two that need review.
Now, if you're on your contributor one, can you click on your my workbench and see what shows up?
Anybody logged in as contributor? Okay.
And see if you can see your history, what you have submitted or got published.
Oh, yeah.
At least I can see that I submitted a gene. And it got published, and I submitted an annotation that is waiting.
I see the error.
Can you show your screen? I can stop sharing my screen.
And I'll turn off my mic.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to get going here.
So, Sushma, can you share your screen?
Yeah, sure.